Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery.
Yes, sir.
Anybody go there yesterday for the half smokes? Text us if you did, or put it on the chat. The half smokes during the Dolphins Washington game that they were serving up at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. In fact, couple things going on. Tonight at Funky Buddha, Dan Day will be hosting trivia. Our own Dan Day. And yes, the Panthers, they're home tonight, right, Jimmy?
Yes.
You can go to Funky Buddha, the little tap room at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight if you are lucky enough to be going to the Panthers game. So, got a lot of action.
I went fishing with Lil Chan yesterday down in Fort Lauderdale, and the captain was a little late, so we were already by the 15th Street Fishery. They have Funky Buddha, and Southport Raw Bar has
Funky
Buddha.
The time of your life.
I was just jumping around, eating oysters, and drinking Funky Buddha.
I was with a friend of mine. He was in town. We went to college together. He was in town over the weekend. He's heard me a million times on the show talk about Funky Buddha, and we were at a bar. And they had Funky Buddha on the menu. I said, here's your chance. You get to try. I think it was Floridian. Floridian's one of the more popular flavors at a bar. We have one more pair of tickets for Heat Warriors. There's a couple bits of breaking news for the 5 o'clock headlines here. Solana's on his way to the Kaseya Center. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. So we were talking about Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey getting into it, and Ja'Marr Chase, the video kind of shows him spitting on Jalen Ramsey. He has been suspended for one game. According to Tom Pelissero, the NFL is suspending Ja'Marr Chase for one game for unsportsmanlike conduct after he was caught on video spitting on Steelers DB Jalen Ramsey. Barring a successful appeal, Chase is now set to miss Sunday's game versus the Patriots. So that's a big loss there.
It is a big loss, but I got spat on and nothing happened to the guy.
Was there video?
There was video. You see his neck. It was low definition.
Yeah,
I'm too old.
See, it's different. Yeah, different times, man. Nowadays, you get everything. You get like 50 different angles. You get high def. Yeah, it was your word against his, and your word, I guess, didn't carry the same kind of weight.
No, and I got fined. I think that fine was $25,000. When I went crazy in the game and they had to pick me up, and yeah, they fined me for that. Ray Anderson's goofy tail. I think he's passed. God rest his soul. But yeah, he fined me a bunch of money.
Now, another bit of breaking news before I get to the rest of the headlines. And this, and well, I guess three pieces of breaking news. Virginia Tech is finalizing a deal to hire James Franklin. So you'll have him to contend with in the ACC. Again. What are they talking about? LeBron. Oh, LeBron's going back to the Lakers. You know, he went to the G League.
Booty's for, okay.
Yeah, he went to the G League. Sciatica. But the other piece of breaking news, I was sad when I read this. This bums me out. Shams Charania, ESPN, tweets out, San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama has a left calf strain and is expected to be sidelined for a few weeks, according to sources. Ooh. And the reason it bummed me out, I have loved watching him play. I was telling Solana as he was getting ready to leave, like, I like watching him on defensive possessions. He's that captivating. I mean, whatever side of the court he's on, he's just captivating to watch. I find it a bummer that he's going to be out for a few weeks.
He covers so much ground with how big he is and athletic. Like, he can block a shot from – he'll be under the goal, a guy shoots a three, and he gets a hand on it. It's going to be injury. Huck, we kind of talk about it.
His entire career. His body size would lead you to – his body makeup, I should say, lead you to believe that he's going to miss extended periods of time every season. You just hope he's around for the playoffs.
Yeah. My problem with him and KD is that they don't have calves. So how do they have calf strains? Like, big calves get strained. Them little bitty peanuts shouldn't be strained.
Rest of the headlines. Dolphins beat the Commanders 16-13. We've talked about it all afternoon. So now they've got a bye week, and then they'll have the Saints a week from Sunday. So they've got, 2 weeks to get ready for Spencer Rattler or whoever. Who is it? Shuck? I guess Tyler Shuck.
Shuck.
Yeah. Got 2 weeks to get ready for him. I mean, what would you put the line at that game at?
Is that in New Orleans?
No, it's here, right? I think it's here.
Oh, Dolphins, not a touchdown. I give them 5.5.
I think they're going to be touchdown
Saints
favorites.
Are terrible.
I think they're going to be touchdown favorites.
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The game's here, by the way.
Yeah. I think they're going to be touchdown
favorites.
At home,
favorites. They're going to get 3. I say, no, I'll throw 2 on that 3. Yeah, about 4.5, 5.5.
You're forgetting this is the hottest team in the NFL, according to USA Today.
That's ridiculous.
Give it up for my guy, Jack Jones. Got the INT. That is my guy, yeah. Jack Jones. And he's on the elevator at the and the bummer news from the Dolphins, Juju Brents has to have season-ending foot surgery. So what was a fun story? He balled out. What was it, the Buffalo game that he balled out? Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Buffalo. He had to pick. Yeah. Pick in the end zone, yeah.
What else we got?
Barely knew him.
Heat tonight. Heat and Knicks tonight. You will hear the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Jalen Brunson is out. OG Anunoby is out. Bam, out. Tyler Hero's out. Let me look at what the line is. You want to guess what the line is for tonight's game?
Ooh, Heat, No, Jalen Brunson's out. Yeah, still Heat. No, Knicks by 3.5.
Heat 1.5-point favorites.
Oh, hey, that's good.
Let's see. Karl Anthony Towns 28.5 is the over under. Norman Powell 25.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr. 17.5. That's amazing. Oh, let me see the Bulls. I think the Bulls are on the second night of a back to back. They had a double overtime loss in Utah last night. And now the second game of the back-to-back is in Denver. And that is notoriously a black hole for NBA teams on the second night of a back-to-back. And you're coming off a double overtime game. The Bulls are 13.5-point dogs at Denver. I think I would pick Denver there, laying the points.
Yes. Yes, that's a tough little run there, boy.
And I had Josh Giddey over 20.5 yesterday, and that covered. He's 19.5 tonight, but I have a feeling because that was his first game back after a couple games missed. This is one of those games, man. The altitude, coming off the double OT, this might be a stay-away game. This is a game, I'm going Matas Buzelis over 14.5. He ended with like 16 or 18 last night, but I have a feeling he's going to pick up some of the slack tonight. I'm going to go Buzelis over. Giddey double-double is minus 130. He's been like minus 250 on double-doubles. That's not bad.
And he's not a hustle deep rebound guy. He's going to get it. He'll get 10 points, hell, just being out there.
Yeah, yeah, easy. 10 assists, too. He's been dishing there, like, although Kobe White's back in the lineup, so that takes away some of his ball handling. I don't know. I think Bouzelis over, though. I like the Boozy over tonight.
You just like Bouzelis.
I like the Boozy over. What can I tell you? Hurricanes, they beat NC State on Saturday. Canes Hoops lost to UF last night. That was a nationally televised game. That was the first loss of the season for Jay Lucas. And they hung with them for a little bit, but Florida just a little too deep on that one. Panthers and Canucks tonight, 7 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Panthers game tonight is on 560 a.m., and the Heat game tonight is on 104.3 FM. A couple of notes from the NFL weekend. Michael Penix Jr. apparently suffered another season-ending injury. I saw something along the lines of, that's his, like, fifth season-ending injury out of eight seasons of collegiate and pro football. Like, that's, you know, that's something that you have to be worried about if
it's going to – and when we get to the Tua, the same part of the body is Tua, but he's that guy now if he stays healthy, and he's nowhere close to good as Tua was if he's healthy.
And Monday Night Football tonight – Dallas at Vegas. Raiders are 3.5-point dogs at home. I think Dallas beats up on them tonight.
Me as well.
I like Dallas minus. I like Dallas minus 3.5. I just think they beat up on them tonight.
What's the Dallas team over? I might go Dallas and the team over. I'm with you. I think they rail them.
Cowboys team total. Hold on. This is what I like. Now we're talking my language.
You always pull me in. I was fighting the Bouzelis. I can't fight this one.
Cowboys total points, 26.5 is minus 125. 27.5 is plus 110. It's a lot of points. But they've been scoring a lot of points. But that's a lot of points.
I would say they're getting the 30 easy.
So Lana says Boozy has to go up against Aaron Gordon tonight. Tough matchup. That is true. I just think Boozy's going to end up. This Billy Donovan, for whatever reason, is giving Boozy limited minutes. It's certainly not because of his play. He's getting shadow banned, but he's not getting as many minutes as he should be getting, or what he was getting at the beginning of the season. And I understand you got Kobe White back now, and Josh Giddey is playing out of his mind, and Vooch is having a good season, but I feel like tonight some guys are going to get rests. Like Kobe White last night, it was his first game back all season, and he had a minutes restriction, and Billy Donovan, I mean, just blew past the minutes restriction because it was double overtime, and Kobe White was having a game. I feel like he just runs Boozy into the ground tonight, and Boozy has a chance to go over. I think it's 14.5. For whatever reason, I don't think Billy Donovan loves Matas Bouzelis, so I think like he treats him like a second-class citizen.
He has something personal against him, or he just wants to win with the best players on the court?
Well, if that was the case, Boozy would be out there 48 minutes. That's all I'm saying. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. 76 degrees in Miami right now. Getting down to the low 60s tonight. I'm sorry, mid-60s tonight. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be mid-60s as well, about 65 degrees at 7 a.m., warming up to the low 80s during the day tomorrow in Miami.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I was just talking with Dan Day. He's going to be coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, 15 minutes from now. And Dan will then be at, he'll be on for 15 minutes, and then you'll get preheat tonight. And then you'll get Dan tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park for trivia. And he was telling me, Monday night's his favorite night. Loves going to Funky Buddha. It's always a vibe there. We'll have Monday Night Football on TV. Sure, they'll have the Heat on the TVs, Panthers on the TVs, Dan on trivia. You will have a good time tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And I mentioned it earlier, if you're going to the Panthers game tonight, stop by Funky Buddha across from Pantherland right there at the Amerant Bank Arena. So I just got a response to a tweet from a few days ago. I had tweeted out a few days ago, gathering your crew for a McRib meetup is the definition of friendship. And I met Crowder and Solana and Josh Appel before our broadcast at a Panthers game last week. I met them at McDonald's on Sunrise and 136th for McRibs. We all had McRibs. And I took some pictures and I put it on Twitter. Someone just responded to it and it said, I was a McDonald's cook when it was introduced. I saw the meat without the sauce. Gross. Never ate one. I did use the bun with four hamburger patties, though, to make a cheeseburger hoagie. That happens to sound delicious. Now, I love a McRib, and I know every time, every year the McRib comes around, people are always sending me the TikTok videos of what the McRib looks like in the frozen plank state. I don't care. Tastes delicious. I love the tangy barbecue sauce. But that guy creating a cheeseburger hoagie on the McRib roll, that McRib roll is fire. The tangy sauce is fire. You take four hamburger patties, make a cheeseburger hoagie. I'll tell you what, McDonald's may want to take that guy's lead because that sounds like a winning menu item to me. So tonight on the station, you do have Heat basketball beginning at 6:15 pre-heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. And then the actual game will tip off at 7:30. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call. You'll hear that. Heat and Knicks on 104.3 FM WQAM. At 7 p.m., you're going to get Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay on AM 560 WQAM. You'll get Panthers and Canucks on the AM station tonight. I didn't get a chance to read to Crowder and Solana. Crowder had to go to the airport. He is flying to Vegas. He'll do the show tomorrow from Vegas. I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, by the way. It's a bye week for me as well. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I will be off. And Solana will be off tomorrow as well. But Josh Appel will be joining Crowder on the program tomorrow. And Solana will be back Wednesday and Thursday. I will return on Friday. But I didn't get to share with Crowder and Solana today. I told you I had stock up, stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. I always do that after a Dolphins game. Here's what DolphinsTalk.com says. Stock up for the Dolphins. Devon Achan, they say we could just put him in this article under stock up portion each week. He has arguably had one of the best years any running back has had as a member of the Dolphins. Up there with what Ricky did his first two seasons in Miami for sure. It's a shame it's wasted in a lost season. Jordan Brooks, another fantastic game where he led the team in tackles. And Ollie Gordon, 9 rushes for 45 yards, averaging 5 yards per carry. He also got a touchdown on the day. He looked really good yesterday when he got the ball in his hands. The only stock down that DolphinsTalk.com had yesterday is Mike McDaniel. And what they write is, how can his offense blow a timeout each week on the opening series of the game, not to mention getting a delay of game on 4th-and-1, get the plays in on time, and be prepared? Then, not kicking a game-winning field goal with a minute left was arguably the dumbest decision an NFL head coach has made in the history of the sport. Now, again, we talked about that several times today with Clay in the last segment. We read you something from USA Today in an earlier segment where maybe it wasn't the worst call in the world. I understand. Like, I get the concept, Mike McDaniel going for the touchdown in that situation to just put it away. Didn't work. They ended up with the dub anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, man, today's show would have felt completely different if we were talking about Mike McDaniel having a chance to go up 3 with a minute and a half to go and forcing an anemic Washington offense to try to get into field goal range and kick a game-tying field goal with a minute and a half left. Today's show would have been completely different had the Dolphins not come out of there with the win. But they did, so we celebrate it. One other note before we wrap things up for the evening here and hand things off to Dan Day. College football fans, come see the College Football National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper when it makes a special stop tomorrow at the Publix at 1285 Coral Ridge Drive, which is in Coral Springs. Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show will be there tomorrow, noon till 2. You can take a picture with the College Football National Championship Trophy. And if you can't make it tomorrow, there's going to be another appearance at Publix, this one at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs. That's Wednesday from noon till 2. So if you're a college football fan of any age, you're invited. You come see the trophy, take a picture, share in the excitement and pride of college football for this special limited time appearance. I did, by the way, put in the over on Matas Buzelis. It's 14.5, -125. Bulls are in Denver tonight. I believe I'm going to bet the Cowboys as well, -3.5. I was just waiting to see if it changes because it's at -105 right now, and it was at even money earlier. So, but I am going to bet the Cowboys laying the points in Vegas tonight. Before I wrap things up, you know I love Atlantic Men's Clinic. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I'm a believer. Maybe you noticed yourself that your energy is lower and your workouts aren't as productive and you're not sleeping as well. You feel brain fog. Maybe even your sex drive is off. If you're experiencing some or all of those symptoms, you might have low testosterone. And if that's what's going on, don't wait. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Start getting treated for that low T. Living with low testosterone is no fun. I'm speaking from experience. I can attest to the difference. Atlantic Men's Clinic are the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. But if you're like the many men who are low T, within just a few weeks of getting treated, you're going to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away. Your sleep is going to improve. Your workouts are going to improve. Your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. It all starts with a visit to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. You can take the low T quiz right there on the website. It takes like 2 minutes, and then you schedule a consult if you want. While you're there, they do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida-licensed medical provider reviews your results with you, discusses your options. It's so easy, and they're so friendly there. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Most men will wait a year or longer, and there's no need to wait. There's now 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That is going to do it for us on this Monday night. I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but Crowder will be here tomorrow. And so will Jimmy. So everybody have a great Monday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. I will speak with you, Albiadanes, but Jimmy and Crowder will speak with you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.